You're listening to Wait, Am I an Adult Now? One of the only podcasts out there that interviews young millennials riding the squiggly line of life.
We're your co-hosts, Shelby Wildguest
and Savan Pichotto.
And together, our mission is to inspire you with stories of millennials just like you who are paving their way in the new creative economy.
Our guests are leading epic lives through entrepreneurship, artistry, charity, music, corporate leadership, and so much more.
Are you ready to jump in?
Let's go.
Hey, everybody, we're back. I don't know why I sound like that, but we're back. This is Shelby.
And Savan.
And we're here with another quote of the week, once again, from Milk and Honey.
Hell yeah. So this one is from page 180, and it says, I have what I have, and I am happy. I've lost what I've lost, and I'm still happy.
I like that. I like all of her quotes. Like, yeah. They just sit with you, and you're like, huh.
Yeah.
It's very true, and it's inspiring to think about the contentness that comes with that quote. It's like, I just think there's a lot of contentness.
I like that word that you used. And it's also for me, like gratitude, like realizing that I have what I have. So I'm grateful for what I have and I'm happy with that. But also like it puts into perspective, like not dwelling on the people or the material items or like other things that you could have lost along the way, because in some way or another, like when I think of those things for myself, they've taught me something, or like I've still gained something from them.
Totally. And I think it also just reaffirms the idea that like happiness comes from within. It does not come from outer experiences, people, things, whatever. It truly comes from being fulfilled, happy, grateful, content in your heart. And moving through life with that, as opposed to constantly seeking the next thing or person or experience to create this outside happiness. That's, I feel like it's almost like when you live life that way, like you're taking a happiness pill, but the pill wears off.
Yeah.
When you're focusing on the inward experience of gratitude and contentment and being fulfilled and, again, all those things mean like a deep-seated happiness.
Right.
It's something that you wake up with every day, you constantly have with you. And no matter whether or not your day is amazing or your day is shit, you can still go to bed and feel happy and fulfilled and content because of what you've built within you.
Yeah. And it's a hard thing to do. And this has recently been coming up for me because I've realized that I tend to hold a lot of expectations for myself, but also like sometimes I think too much of like what I think others are expecting from me. And one kind of like, I guess it's a mantra you can tell yourself that I've started recently using is, I no longer have to worry. Cause like, or telling yourself like, I don't have to worry anymore. As a mantra, and like continuing to say that, because worry is completely a choice. And for me, I feel like when you're not worried, when you're not anxious, like you're at peace and you're happy.
I once heard a quote that I'm gonna butcher right now, but it was like, being afraid is telling yourself that you can predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of fear comes from this negative expectancy of what could happen, right? Like when someone's afraid of heights, it's because you are afraid of falling.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, by being afraid of heights, you're saying that when you're up high, you will fall.
Yeah. So like another way to say it, and this is also like a post I recently put up on my Instagram too, is that like fear or anxiety or any of those like tingly negative feelings are thinking in the future, but depression is thinking in the past, and peace and happiness is being in the present.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't typically tackle or talk about depression in the way that I talk about anxiety or sadness or loneliness, because I think depression is a whole different animal.
Right.
That's hard to tackle because it is a chemical imbalance. But I think with worry and anxiety. I mean, anxiety also is a chemical imbalance, but I think it's one that I don't really know if anxiety is a chemical imbalance, but I know anxiety can be triggered by your environment, your people, over worrying, overstimulating yourself with worry. So I feel comfortable saying this. When it comes to worry, similar to what I talked about with fear, like what we just said, it is looking into the future, and it's like you are creating these visions in your mind of what you think could happen mm-hmm. without actually ever going through it yourself. And so, you know, the opposite of worry is excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And excitement is essentially the same thing, but looking into the future with a positive experience or a positive expectancy as opposed to a negative expectancy. And so if you can have the feelings of worry, you can have the feelings of excitement. It's just a matter of switching what you're looking into the future from a positive or from a negative to a positive standpoint.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Definitely. Yeah, because we were having this discussion again on this retreat I recently went on. And the difference, there were some people that looked at the future in that term as anxiety, but then in some other people, they were looking at it as curiosity.
Yes. So curiosity, which is, this is such an interesting point you brought up. I just recently read in a book that, or it wasn't a book. I think it was a podcast I listened to by John Berghoff, where curiosity is like the level playing field between negative and positive emotions.
Oh.
So there's this thing called the mood elevator, and it's like 15 different emotions, and there's 7 that are like the basement floor is negative areas, yeah. And then there's 7 that are positive, and they go up in positivity and down in negativity. So like the bottom level is depression, and the top level is grateful.
And they all have certain numbers attached to them. Is that right?
I don't really remember exactly, but I know that number 8, the middle floor,
right,
ground zero, was curiosity. So the point of this message he was giving was that curiosity, when you choose to be curious, it actually gives you like an open playing field to switch from negative to positive. Like it's like the equilibrium in a way.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, you know, when it comes to looking at the future, if you find yourself constantly ridden with worry and anxiety, and it's, you almost feel like if there's no way you're going to be able to switch from the worry and anxiety to the excitement and positivity, try curiosity first. Like just
like, ooh, like I wonder what will happen here.
Yeah. 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 Like it's like leaving it open ended.
Yeah.
As opposed to like attaching yourself to this, like, oh my God, like I know I'm going to walk into this room and like everyone's going to stare at me and like it's just going to be so awkward and like, oh my God, I can't talk to these people. Like, I don't know how to talk to these people. I'm like, holy shit. Like I need someone there with me. Like, is there alcohol going to be served? Because I just can't, like, that is like the dialogue that comes with anxiety and worry.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, and it's, I mean, I go through it all the time, but with curiosity, you're like, oh, I wonder who I'm going to meet tonight. Or like, I wonder what's going to happen. Like,
yeah,
it's like a more freeing feeling, I feel like.
I kind of went through this mindset yesterday because I was filming a wedding for a company that I had not worked for before. And typically, like, I'd be pretty nervous because I'm like, I've never worked with these people. I don't know what's going to happen, how the day is going to go. And like, again, like thinking of all those things, like what if could happen. But instead, in the morning, I kind of like flipped a switch on myself and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of just going to go in thinking like, I wonder what's going to happen today. I intend for it to be a good day. I intend to do a good job. And that's all I can do.
Yeah. I love it. Like, that's a great example. And, you know, again, the quote, Sonia, yeah, read the quote.
Yeah. The quote again is, I have what I have and I am happy. I've lost what I've lost and I am still happy.
Yeah. I think the quote embodies a lot of what we just talked about. I love these quote of the weeks because I feel like they start us on, like, they almost, like, the quotes are a compass that point us in one direction, and then our own personal experiences or our thoughts get us to this destination.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we finish our quote of the week, so I'm like,
where did
we just go?
Yeah, like, what was the quote?
What was that? But I love this conversation we just had. I think it's a really valuable conversation, and I think, you know, along with the quote that Savan just shared, I think just a reminder to always be curious. And, you know, the what if statements, yeah, they could be like the what if negative, but they can also be the what if positive.
True. I love that.
You know?
So with that being said, we're going to wrap this quote of the week up and we will see you guys on the next one.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.